to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
I, Betty, do not meet the flammability requirements of the California Bureau of Household Goods and Services Technical Bulletin 117-2013. Care should be exercised around me with open flame or burning cigarettes. I may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, baldness, erectile dysfunction, constipation, and or diarrhea, lightheadedness, problems sleeping, problems urinating, problems seeing, problems hearing. Oh hell, I am just going to give you a lot of problems. Now time for the show. Joe and Anthony show on.
Shyamba.
Hot and sexy.
Halt and sexy. Halt.
Hello.
So.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Testing 1, 2. I think our listeners can hear you now. Joe.
Yay.
I think we've broken through to the other side of the matrix.
Broken through to the other side.
Now, for some strange reason, you're showing up as the sound effects slider on my mixer, which is totally wrong. So you're definitely going through the wrong thing. So oopsie. Why don't you? What are you going to read to us? Can you read us? Let's see. God, because I want to do.
Well, let me give you a little bit of this and give you the word of the day.
Okay.
It's time for our word of the day of the show. Are you ready, Anthony?
Keep talking.
Okay, the word is narval wagon.
Oh, there you are.
Narval wagon. Oh, did you guys not hear the drum roll or my lovely intro?
No, we're fine. I think we heard the drum roll. I think we're all good.
Well,
don't worry.
A narval wagon is a cart with alcohol and alcohol accessories. And I guess it's normally brought out around 5 p.m. or earlier, depending on your mood.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony show.
The more you know.
Well, I think Roger wants to take it away now.
Yeah, Roger, why don't you give us a little something?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, bagels for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is July 26, 2021, and it is oh boy, oh boy. It's National Aunt and Uncle's Day, National Bagel Fist Day, National Coffee Milkshake Day, National Disability Independence Day, and what you've really been waiting for, woohoo, it's National All or Nothing Day. Wow, well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button that hopefully will dispense bagels and coffee milkshakes for two. Anyway, let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony. I think, no. Yes, yes, yes.
Woohoo! Thank
all right,
you,
and
Roger.
We will do this because I have a perfect story and I've actually set myself up with a whole sound effect and everything for this. So I don't want to miss out on this. So, but I think it sounds like we have Joe back. Has everyone pretty much confirmed that Joe is functional?
The chat room has been a little silent.
We lost our listeners.
and Lee, our friend, your mother, is saying no, nothing from Shyamba, period.
Well, maybe they need to refresh the page. Hold on.
So, folks, we're having...
No, we're broadcasting. Well, maybe they need to refresh the page. But we're good. So, okay, so we're good. So refresh the page. Good. Listeners, refresh the page. If you cannot hear us, refresh the page. All right, now we're returning to a normalcy. Let me load the script. Here we go. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, bloody hell.
Bloody hell. I think it's Joe's Corner. It's Roger National Day. I want to do this little funny human interest funny story. Okay, so hold on. Give me a moment here. I'm waiting for the scripts to load up. My primary focus was getting the audio going, so, you know.
Well, the good thing is we did some commercials already, so we don't really need to do commercials.
Yeah, we can skip past the commercial breaker or something like that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
We can go straight on and carry on Pip-Pip and Cheerios.
Something like that. All right, hold on. Let me find the wheel. Where's the wheel? Here's the wheel. All right.
Pull that wheel.
Click me, random news winner. Okay, click the wheel. You push the wheel. We all push the wheel. All right. There goes the wheel.
Ooh, it's the fucked up wheel. We like the fucked up wheel.
You like the fucked up wheel. I search the interwebs for this background track.
Oh, yeah? Did that give you satisfaction?
It did. I don't remember, but it's a popular Latin pop song with the tuba, played by the tuba. Anyway, so tonight's random story comes from the Orlando Sentinel and tells us a sad story about a man and his tuba. A Florida man said he's no longer allowed to play his tuba at the beach. Aww. Derek Nagel said Beach Patrol stopped him while he was cranking out tunes at Fort Myers Beach on Friday. Nagel, a music therapy major at Florida Gulf Coast University, said he loves to play and called music the absence of stress. Roger Hernstadt, a town manager, told Nagel that playing the tuba violated the entertainment ordinance. Nagel wrote to the town council to ask for the rules to be changed, but Hernstadt said unless that happens, officials can fine him for disobeying it.
Who passes judgment on what's entertainment? Come on.
Really, somebody wants to play the tuba in public? I mean, I play the tuba and I don't play the tuba in public. So, I mean, if somebody wants to play the tuba in public,
we should play the tuba in public. You should go sit in front of the McDonald's and play the tuba in public.
You know, I never thought about trying that, which I probably should at some point. But
get a little ensemble going.
Get a little ensemble. So, yeah, that's it. So, anyway, back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yay, my digital dials are happily fluttered for no good reason. And why the fuck is my voice all fucked up? Joe, you better fix this. Anyway.
Ugh, that's better. Anyway, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and the Inept Super Villains podcast and many other fine shows we carry on Shine the Radio. Be sure to visit Shineba.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news, back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Wow, I'm really grooving to that tuba music.
I was just saying, if you watch the little Tonic Device script, it kind of goes in time. The song. I know, right?
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Trip Skipper, it's time for your Cheyenne Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's currently mostly sunny and 86 degrees. Right? I got a coffee syndrome.
Last night I just took a big hit.
The dew point is 46, giving us a heat index of, yes, you heard it right, 87. So it's currently 86, and it feels like 87. The humidity is at 21%, and winds are hollowing out of the variable at 3 miles per hour, gusting to nothing. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 72. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 91, with the heat index as high as 96. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 80. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. On the weekend, a slight chance of rain with highs ranging from the upper 70s to the upper 80s. And that's it for my weather. And now, Anthony, the news.
And now for the news.
So in our first report, we hear there be idiots everywhere. July 21st, UPI. Police in England said a highway was shut down temporarily after idiots forced a farmer's gate open and allowed a cow to escape. The Central Motorway Police Group said officers responded alongside Highways England workers late Tuesday night when a cow wandered onto the MC Highway in Doxy, Stratford. Police tweeted the cow escaped when idiots forced and left a farmer's gate open. Officers were able to corral the cow behind a gate, and the bovine was escorted home by police and local farmers who came to the scene to help. Many thanks to the drivers who held up as we shut the carriageway. Your patience as we deal with these and other crazy idiot issues is greatly appreciated, they tweeted. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I think that's, like, just awesome. So.
Yeah. In this report, there's even more idiots, but just different ones, though.
But just different idiots?
Yes. July 22nd, UPI. Police in British Columbia responded Thursday to a report of an alligator loose inside a high-rise condo building.
Oh, my goodness.
In British Columbia.
Oh, my goodness.
An alligator loose inside a high-rise condo building in British Columbia. But anyways.
That just sounds crazy.
But instead, they found something else. Constable Jason Duchette of the Vancouver Police Department tweeted that officers were dispatched about 7 a.m. Thursday to a condominium building in which a woman reported she was hiding in a stairwell from a loose gator inside the building. Duchette said officers relieved to discover the alligator was a realistic fake. It was a gold-colored sculpture.
A gold-colored sculpture.
He said the sculpture, while the wrong color for an alligator, was sufficiently detailed to cause a person to panic. Running up a secluded stairwell, rounding the corner, and suddenly coming face-to-face with this fake golden alligator statue.
Well, I mean, I get it.
Aisle one for me, he wrote.
You can be, like, startled by it, but... I mean, I would imagine after, like, a few seconds, you'd realize, oh, look, this is a statue.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Aren't people fucking crazy?
I just don't understand it, Joe. How do these people survive in the morning? How do they not
drown in the shower? I don't know, but they make their lives difficult.
You know, I mean, if you are someone that almost drowns in the shower daily, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We want to hear from you if you almost drown in the shower daily. I want to know what your life is like. I'm curious. Joe's curious.
Or if you drown sitting on the toilet, even. How about that?
Well, you can't drown. Nearly drown. If you nearly drown sitting on the toilet, give us a call, too. I mean, we want to know. We really want to know. All right. Okay, Joe, let me move you on to the next one.
McGinty. Woo, 69. Ooh, your whiskey. Yeah. July 21st, UPI. A group of treasure hunters searching a Canadian lake were successful in their attempt to find some unusual sunken treasure, a bottle of whiskey that has been in the lake since 1964. Dister Mueller of Barrie, Ontario, said he had been fascinated by the tale of Otter Lake's sunken whiskey ever since several bottles were lost when a neighbor crashed his boat into a dock in 1964.
Advertisement!
Mueller said he found a stash of underwear bottles. Underwater bottles.
Underwear bottles, there you go.
Underwater bottles while swimming once in the 1960s, but he was unable to reach them. So when he returned to the lake on July 15th, he brought his friend Adam and diving expert Dave to help. Mueller said the group was getting ready to pack it up for the day when Davison found three bottles underwater.
Ooh.
And one was still sealed and intact.
Ooh.
I was vindicated. We were
vindicated.
Buryedtoday.com. Mueller said Davison spotted more bottles buried under debris at the bottom of the water, and they are planning to return to see if they can find more that remain sealed. He said the whiskey was produced by the Gooderham and Warts Company, which discontinued the spirit in the 1990s.
Advertisement!
Whiskey is usually aged 12 years before it is sold. So this stuff could be 69 years old. And that's a wrap on the Lifehost News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper, and is on crack. Really on crack. Back to you, Anthony.
The On Crack News team. All right. We are going to take... We're going to still take our break. Actually, time is good. And I need to run to the bathroom anyway. But we actually kind of caught up. I think we're doing well with time.
Hey, Ezel, welcome back.
And welcome back, Ezel. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Check if you can't listen, if you can't hear us, refresh your browser. We had some technical issues over here. There were some weird things going on. And for some reason, after years of being configured, something decided to reconfigure itself and everything all went to hell. So, thanks, Joe. Has your tuba been in need of a good greasing lately? Well, look no further than your friendly local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where you can find tuba grease, the all-in-one grease specifically made for your tuba. Stop in today for your tube of tuba grease. Available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tired thumping, toilet seat licking, GMO loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. Or you can even send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. This week on This Way Out, teaching AIDS history to empower queer kids, growing up trans with Jack and Yaya, and in the news, Georgian protests mount an anti-Tbilisi pride violence aftermath. The EU tightens screws on homophobic Hungary and Poland. Israel opens fertility services to same-gender couples. And a Cameroonian attempted homosexuality. Trans women are released pending appeal. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyampa Radio. Joe, what's the word of the night? All right. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. We'll be back somewhere.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro-mercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Moo and Ike! Moo! We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like, too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she knew she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching.
Hi, Betty here, your Shyamba Radio host and Roger Wrangler. You are listening to Shyamba Radio, home of the Joe and Anthony Show. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
I am ready for telephonics, I am ready. I am ready for telephonics. I love telephones, I love telephonics. I love telephonics, I love telephonics.
Please, continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Currently, we have 83,565,382.9 calls. Estimated wait time is 35 years. If you would like to have us call you when an operator becomes available, press 1. If not, please continue to hold. This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Background tracks by Kevin MacLeod. From Incompetech, Incompetech.com.
Ugh, Betty here. I was recently transferred to the Fisher-Price Disney Hybrid Garbage Pail Action Adventure. Display cases at Kmart and I hate it. The blue light special cart is never around and the only customers I get are these weird stinky people that always try to haggle prices when they don't realize we don't haggle prices. You accept the price or move on, jeans. Anyway, make your commute more commutable by listening to me, Betty, on weekday rush hour. But for now, just realize I really control everything around here. So, go grab your bongs, bitches. I have more content coming up for you.
Doobie!
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From NullSoft Shoutcast.
Standing by.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage, brioches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous, crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger. All right, hold on a moment.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anton.
Okay. All right, Roger.
You need to get it right.
Well, you know, Roger's just Roger. What Roger does, you know, I mean, what he does. All right, let me find the card here. All right. Before we continue, it's time for your Shyamba weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 90 degrees. The humidity is currently sitting at 54%. Dew point is 71, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 9, mostly cloudy with a low around 2.8 million degrees. I think that's something else, actually. What is that supposed to be tonight? Tonight is supposed to be 81 degrees. Tuesday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 3, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Tuesday night, 60% chance of showers and thunder boomers, mainly before 9 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 18. On Wednesday, a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms after 9 in the morning, mostly sunny with a high near 92. On Wednesday night, a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 9, partly cloudy with a low around 18. And that's it for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. And now time for some crazy Florida news when I find out where the cart thing went and where the buttons
are. Canarble wagon.
Canarble wagon.
That's our word of the show tonight, folks. Canarble wagon.
Canarble wagon. We like
the alternative wagon. Also could have been a fun word, but it's got a weird definition. It's called carbuncle.
Carbuncle?
It has to do with these weird pus thingies.
Ew, is that body. Like what you get on your butthole? And then like, it like, I'm asking for a friend. That's all. I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah. Which friend of yours do you know has a butthole?
Our first Florida story of the night comes from Click Orlando and tells us about how the Cocoa Police Department figured out an ingenious way to end a rash of thefts of police cruisers. Two Cocoa Police cars were stolen in May. In one of the events, officers went on a two-county chase on Interstate I-95. The incident happened just days after Collier was sworn as the new city's police chief. According to an arrest report from the county sheriff, deputies were alerted to a chase involving a stolen Cocoa Police Department. When I say Cocoa, I think I'm like this. It's just like a police car driving down a line of cocaine. A police department vehicle. The cruiser was entering Volusia County, headed north on I-95 in Oak Hill. Deputies say they managed to flatten some of the tires on the cruiser. A Cocoa officer involved in the chase managed to push the cruiser off the road and into a tree line. And then another officer pinned the stolen vehicle so it could not leave. But that didn't stop the suspect. He decided to drive off in yet another cruiser from the scene of the incident. Wow. It's almost like a Benny Hill thing.
Sounds like it.
All this tomfuckery prompted the police chief to crack down on cruiser thefts and implement a new policy. Don't leave your car running unlocked with keys in the ignition. Surprisingly, we get a lot of vehicular thefts in Florida, and that's generally what happens. They left the engine running at the gas pump, at the convenience store, at the bank.
At some point, the cars of the future are not going to go without your fingerprints being registered, like either on the steering wheel or a special sensor or something like this.
The cars of the future will just require your credit card for your ride. I tell you, everything
happening now.
Car ownership is not going to exist. It will all be replaced. When we have full autonomous vehicles, there will be no need to own a car.
No. No, not at all.
Nope. So.
So these next two stories are interesting.
Yeah, hold on. Let me finish eating my Reese's peanut butter cup.
Dingy bangy bangy bang.
Dingy dangy dingy dangy dingy bang.
Dingling ding dingy ding dang.
Are you a dingling a dang dang dingling dang?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from Click Orlando and tells us about a Florida man who got a little too rough with a gator. He should fuck the girl down below for more genetic material in society. I see we have a commentary section now that has found its way into the news stories. Police say they were patrolling on South Atlantic Avenue around 3:20 in the morning on Thursday when they saw a man later identified as William attempting to throw a live gator onto the roof of a building.
William, it's funny, I heard about this.
William, 32, grabbed the creature by its tail and hit it against a building awning, and is also accused of slamming it into the ground and stomping on it twice and throwing the alligator over his shoulder and then onto the ground.
Jeez.
Jesus, right? Officers say they approached William after seeing him throw the alligator, and he immediately put his hands up to surrender and was taken into custody. William admitted that he jumped a fence into the alligator enclosure at a nearby miniature golf course and stole the gator after wrestling with it, records show. When asked why he abused the animal, he claimed he was, quote, teaching it a lesson, according to the affidavit. William was taken into the public safety department and tried to flood the holding cell by balling up toilet paper to clog the toilet bowl and the drain on the floor, records indicated. The police said William threatened to flood the whole damn facility. He's facing charges of animal cruelty, possessing or injuring an alligator, unarmed burglary, and criminal mischief. Right?
He looks like he's up to no good.
Yeah, well, but, you know, the one below, you're right. Maybe the
she looks like she's up to no good.
They're both up to no good. And here's the scary part. It's sexy. Kind of, yeah, right? Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
Sexy.
Our final and naked news story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and brings us some naked Florida crazy nakedness. Police say that a man returning home from an afternoon doctor's appointment was greeted by a naked woman in his pool. First, he noticed clothing scattered across his lanai, looking around to notice the nude trespasser in the pool. When deputies arrived at the home, the suspect was hostile towards law enforcement, demanding that they leave her alone. Charlotte County Sheriff's deputies requested for the suspect to get dressed and step out of the pool several times. Once dressed, deputies attempted to detain the suspect, who proceeded to resist, pulling away and alerting them she would not be going anywhere. Deputies said the Charlotte County Jail suspect continually refused to provide members with her identity. She was later identified as 42-year-old Heather by utilizing past jail booking photos. Heather remains in the Charlotte County Jail on charges of trespass, in structure, or conveyance, and resisting officer without violence. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Chi-Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chi-Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
Yay!
Be a part of this unique studio experience.
Yay!
No, no, no.
Yes,
me too.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname, and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, lovable Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Woohoo.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Anthony.
Okay. I have a feeling you're the one that messed up all the settings here, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
I see, yeah.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a few glasses of wine tonight, and I feel pretty darn good. Yes. So we need a show title. Last week it was Caught Them Fucking. We always have fun titles. This time I was thinking Caught Them Tits. Wait, Caught Them Fucking. No, this time I was thinking of a show title being Idiots and Naked Cows Swimming.
I don't know. doesn't sound natural.
Naked cows swimming.
Okay, you can do that.
Naked
Idiots
cows
and naked
swimming.
Cows swimming just seemed a little, I don't know, a little too long.
Naked cows swimming it is.
With that works for me.
And, you know, we still have time, because it's still early in the show. If you in the chat room have a show title idea, type it in there and we might consider it.
Or just want to bullshit with us for a couple of minutes or something like that.
So, yeah.
I gotta light it up, though, because I'm on a downward slope. So I gotta mute myself, though, because I hack a lot. I gotta mute the microphone, otherwise I'll hack everyone's ears off. I hack Joe's ears off anyway, but because he can hear when I mute, but nobody else hears me when I hack. So go ahead, Joe.
So I've been noticing a lot of people are basically going back to normal. A lot of people going back to seeing movies, coming out to eat. That's a good thing. But then, you know, in Chicago, we've got, and I'm sorry to introduce a slight bit of discussionary talk, but you know they threaten the mandates and all this again, and it's just like, you know, need to kind of just chill. It ain't happening here. You know what I mean? If you do, give us a call at 813-327-8566. If you don't, give us a call at 813-327-8566. If you like anything that we've talked about, or you've hated anything you've talked about, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And, you know, we'll put you on the air. We'll give you your moment. We'll give you your 15 seconds. We have plenty of sound effects in case you're weird.
There you go. Hope that can help.
But since we have this time, I did make some adjustments to the Chicago studios. The secondary server, Roger, he is now permanently, hopefully permanently, on a VPN connection.
We shall see how that goes.
Right.
I need to find out if you can access the phone server, too, if you can ping or hit that. If you could hit that, then we'll have to reprovision your phone.
Yeah, and because I did connect the phone, I actually cleaned it up. I took some Windex and paper towels and got all the dust that was caked on it for centuries of living in oblivion.
Okay, yeah, no, we can.
And now it's an actual phone, and hopefully at some point, too, I can somehow set up a service and maybe have my own private phone line and act as if, though, I had a landline, even though it's internet-based.
Who knows? We'll see. Let's just concentrate on getting it working first, and then we'll work from there. So,
let's
not get too complicated yet. I'm just opening a bag of pretzel cold fish, so you know.
I have chocolate ice cream waiting for me in the freezer.
I can't do ice cream anymore. It messes up my cholesterol. It's terrible. Oh. Actually, I hate it. Yeah, but
that's understandable.
It's the way of the world. It's the way of the world nowadays.
Yeah, but chocolate ice cream and wine, wow.
Really?
Especially a wine that has like red berries, fruit flavors, or blackberry or strawberry.
Huh, interesting.
It's wonderful.
That's very interesting.
Right, I've made like I made a wine syrup and used it over ice cream. Delicious. Or used it in soda water. Super delicious.
Now, let me tell you a story.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, we have Curaleaf here in Florida. Do you have Curaleaf up there by you?
I don't know. I've never heard of
Curaleaf. Never looked. I don't know if you do either. Yeah. I know they're national. I know they're in California, Colorado, Curaleaf. Stuff like that. So and maybe your place of preference carries this type of product too, but they call these nano drops, and it's like a liquid that you squeeze. It's like a little squeeze bottle. You squeeze out. It's like a couple of ounces, and it's supposed to be like 5 milligrams of THC, right? And they got watermelon. They got lemon lime. That's the only two flavors they had. So I got lemon lime and I got water because they're pushing them. They were like really pushing them. I'm like, well, it's water soluble. Why not? Let's give it a try.
Right.
I tried putting it in everything. And the taste, I could not get past the taste. It was so intense and so chemical. And this, they actually suggested, they're like, oh, you could like dose it just right in under your tongue. And I did that. I was like, my mouth just like seized in on itself. It's like, oh my God, it was great. The effect was great. But I tasted like this artificial watermelon like all afternoon and on the back of my tongue because of it. So I have to figure out what to do with it. I might put it in gummies, like get watermelon gummies. I mean, they'll still taste like chemical gummies, but at least it will be, you know,
chemical gummies.
It'll be a little little less intense, you know, than because yeah. I tried it in seltzer water, and it's like I drank like part of the glass, and I'm like, I'm done. I can't do anymore. Right?
So guess what? We do have a Cure Leaf close to the Chicago studio.
You do? Oh, okay. I don't recommend doing the nano. Well, I mean, you could try it, but don't spend a lot of money on it. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, I've never done those more specialty kind of things because I don't, you know, it's expensive and I don't want to fuck it up.
Well, there you go. I've been able to help you with that.
Yes. I've done edibles. I've done the chocolate bar. Which is pretty darn good in my opinion. It worked.
Okay.
It was different for sure.
Yeah.
I think they have gummies, but I don't know. I just feel weird buying. I mean, the chocolate bar itself was like really expensive.
Do they? Cureleaf might let you pre-order. If you can pre-order online and pick up.
They all let you pre-order.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. I just pretty good.
I'm just saying they're expensive, and it's just like
they are expensive. Really worth, unfortunately, you know? that's why I make my own gummies because they're expensive. They're expensive to buy.
But now there's things that you can purchase at the dispensary that allow you to make things, right?
Correct. Yes, they sell like tinctures. They sell like a tincture, sort of. It's usually an oil. If you can get a water soluble one, that's great. But it's usually like an oil. And like me, I make gummies, so you make a gelatin base for the gummies, and you know, you get to the point where you're ready to pour it into the mold. You add this oil, you heat the oil up, so it's, you know, you soak it in some, it's like comes in like a syringe, so you soak it in some hot water to let the oil thin out, and then you squeeze it into the, I usually put it in a like a glass mixing cup. You put the mixture in there, you squeeze the melted oil, mix it up, put it in your mold. You got weed gummies. THC, you can do sativa, you can do indicas, you can do, they have different hybrid strains like that.
Wow.
There's even like, I do a CBD, I do like a 50-50 CBD one that is, I think it's wonderful. It's great because the CBD, it like knocks me out. It helps me relax at night and just kind of, so, but anyway. Wow, so it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think my tuba might need some grease. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special own snowflake way.
And, oh yeah, I rehired the robot, You Break It, We Break It More People.
Oh, great.
To come out and install another special robotic butthole for Roger, because the first one just broke down.
Well, you know what? Does he need one? Does he really need one? He's a robot. I mean, this thing seems like more of a liability than a feature. And how is that a feature in the first place? I don't, you know, we need to talk to the manufacturer about this.
Yeah, but we haven't made any payments yet, so I don't know.
Still, well, that's because we got this Roger butthole problem. Anyway, please, I'm sorry.
So, as you noticed, he's pretty excited with this new feature. You'll love it too, Anthony. Less mess. Ugh. I promise. God. Anyway, glad you all could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show, either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Shiper Radio, or one of the many places our show is carried.
Yeah. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. And be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 8, 2 to 6. That is 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance. 2 to 6.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep it perpetually embellished in programming with extra added technique audio procedures? How do you do this, you ask? Well, it's easy.
Easy.
Keep that device or any other device perpetually tuned in to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. It's in the den. It's in the kitchen. Or maybe it's in the bathroom to cover up those unsightly sounds. Whatever the case may be, just point it to Cheyenne.org. That's right. Cheyenne.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. So, yeah, I was negative in the bank account today, so I had to make a deposit.
Negative in the bank account. I'm negative in the bank account myself sometimes. Luckily, today was not that day, so you have my sympathy.
Luckily, payday comes up soon, and, you know, I'll be well in the universe again.
All well in the universe.
Yes.
Thank goodness for payday.
Yep.
God bless America, payday.
God bless America for payday.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Thank you.
We may be back next week. Oh, no, thank you. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. If you are interested in recasting this show for some reason, contact us at playus@cheyenne.org. Remember, folks, don't go wrestling alligators naked in a stranger's pool while playing the tuba in a running squad car. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with W for Wozzeck.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa. Cheyenne Radio.
I'm not worried about what you're doing in your house or with your body. Why are you so worried about me?
I loved him ever since he was... not him.
Lots of people believe lots of falsehoods about LGBTQ people. That we are predators and sinners and perverts. That we say we're LGBTQ just to be trendy. That we choose to be LGBTQ. And that we could easily choose not to be.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Georgian protests mount in